B-Pod Studios.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
It's 8:29, LBF. What's cool?
Hands-free sneakers, which is kind of like sneakers because they don't go on your hands, but you'll see what I mean.
Hands-free what?
Sneakers.
Oh, sneaker. I thought you said Snickers.
No.
I'm really curious. <about that. laughs> Okay, I'm
no,
listening.
No, he's not as interested, just so you know, now
I'm
that
listening.
It's sneakers.
All right, Brian.
I got somebody else who has the munchies, a dynamic duo getting together for the Puppy Bowl this year. I'm kind of excited because I love the Puppy Bowl.
I'm going to tell you how to be more charismatic. You ever see somebody you think, wow, now there's charisma? I'm going to tell you. I'll give you
not
some,
often enough.
Well, I'll give you some tips on how to be more charismatic.
Okay.
You want this?
I do.
Okay. What do you got?
Okay. So with an eye toward making shoes even more accessible to people with disabilities, Nike has introduced a sneaker that can be taken off and on completely hands-free. Which is great. The shoe is known as the Nike Go Fly Ease, and it's part of the Fly Ease collection of adaptive styles. And it's really cool because it has a huge rubber band. Well, huge for a shoe. A big rubber band, a tensioner, to allow the shoe to completely open and close, remaining secure in both positions. That's the key to these slip-on shoes.
Otherwise, they're loafers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's great because people, you know, apparently Nike got into this adaptive making adaptive shoes because a client with cerebral palsy wanted to be able to independently put on their shoes.
Right.
And it's kind of great for people with fine motor issues or gross motor issues. And Lucy, my daughter, has Down syndrome. It's a tough time, like tying shoes.
Can she tie shoes?
Most of her shoes are like slip-ons, but they don't fit really well.
Right.
But these would just ease right into it. They fit securely. And then it's just, you know, it's independent.
I always like, you ever wonder how they come up with names for footwear? Like loafers.
Well, right.
Because you're just a loafer. I love it.
Right.
How about slackers? That'd be great.
I know.
Let's put some slackers
Dave calls the loafers that he has his inside shoes.
Because
he puts them on inside. They're like slippers, but they're more formal.
He feels...
Yes. Do you know, loafers are slippers, but more formal.
Yeah. I have the same. I just don't call my indoor shoes.
They're originally loafers. Made out of bread. That's why.
That's why. Okay. You could actually make loafers out of bread.
All right. But hey, there's going to be a lot of stuff on TV on Sunday. There's like 8 hours of pregame before the big game.
Yeah.
But my favorite is watching the Puppy Bowl. My kids love it.
Really?
It's super cute.
Yeah.
We love our dog, Frankie. She watches it with us. And, you know, you want to have some canine content, too. But this year, this dynamic duo is hosting.
It's a Puppy Bowl party hosted by me and my girl, Martha Stewart. We'll be serving up our favorite drinks.
And our favorite bites.
So sit back and relax.
Everything's better with puppies.
They are so funny together. Martha and Snoop's dinner party was on VH1.
Yeah.
It's spectacular. And before the whole Puppy Bowl starts, they're going to be throwing a tailgate party with recipes and stuff. They're the most unlikely pair, but they're
cook?
So
Snoop
funny.
Cooks?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He does?
Oh, yeah. And
that's
he knows
funny.
Football.
Yeah.
And their dogs will be there. Martha's two French Bulldogs and two Chow Chows. Mm-hmm. And Snoop Dogg's two French Bulldogs will also be there. So that'll be fun.
That's good.
Okay. Excuse me. Sorry.
It's on Animal
Planet. I've been corrected. Dave just texted me.
What'd he say?
He calls them his house shoes.
They're house shoes. Yeah. You're his house cat, so he knows.
Yep.
Okay, good. Okay, finally. Would you say Dave's charismatic?
Yes.
He is.
I would, to a fault.
Because he's listening? No, he's very charismatic, man. I've met him.
Especially with the ladies.
Excuse me. Oh, the ladies. Whitey. Here's how to be more charismatic. I'm going to tell you five quick tips. Sit up.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, now, sit up straight with your chest and chin slightly up.
Oh, I'll bet. Okay. Anyway.
Ask rhetorical questions.
Huh? Okay.
Not specific, just rhetorical questions.
Like, a rhetorical question is a question you don't answer.
Well, because that way you just kind of get conversations going, flow without being too specific. Show moral conviction and passion. Huh? Okay.
Okay. Okay. How many people in this room are out?
Trying to help.
I'm slouching over here.
Use metaphors to conjure vivid images. Metaphors to conjure vivid images.
So you have to know what metaphors are.
Yeah, you
got to
know. Simplify your message so everyone can understand. Don't be high talking.
No high talking?
No high talking.
No 50 cent words?
None of that.
No high talking.
Okay. Talk about charisma.
Yeah, wow.
Tell compelling stories like a marketer that paints a before and after picture.
This is a lot of work.
Do you want to be charismatic or not?
No, I don't.
Okay,
leave
fine.
Leave me alone.
Slouch, I don't care.
I'll slouch away. My chin is down.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.